Hi there, I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on sound for dementia. And our intention is that we may completely overcome not only the symptoms of dementia, but ultimately with sound we can actually use it to actually cure dementia down the line. That's all. So before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Let me share here. So we've got, a lot of events coming up. First of all, we have our online Sound Treatment Center. If you go to soundtreatmentcenter.com, we've got about 25 practitioners that are ready to go to give you a live one-on-one treatment with the best quality sound. It's way better than Zoom, and we've trained them on how to do miking, and it's really effective. And then we've got the big thing we have coming up is our retreat in Mount Shasta, October 12th and 13th. It's all about how to work with sound. We're going to be working with the crystal bowls, the alchemy bowls at the Center for Crystal Tones there. They've got about 1,000 bowls, so you're going to get to play with them. And then on the second day, we're going to go up on the mountain and work with the energies of the mountain and get really high. And the first night, I'm going to do a sound bath, which is included in the cost. So you can find that at soundhealingcenter.com/events. And then we've got a sound bath coming up with Vincent Moon. He's an amazing singer, just so heartfelt, and also amazing flautist. He plays Native American flute. And that's Saturday, October 26th at the Institute in Sausalito. And you can just go to soundhealingcenter.com and you'll find this document where you can click on more info. We also have our next open house on October 20th. How sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We put everybody on the sound table. You get to try out the vest, and we do a lot of meditation, so people are pretty high or still by the end of the day, and it's free. And then we've got our sound healing certificate in person in Sausalito. It just started. You could actually jump in, and it's half of the program is in person and the rest is online. So you could start the online part anytime. And we're a state approved college, so it's a real certificate program. And there are some states that require that you have a state approved certificate so that you can actually work in a public facility like a hospital. We teach you all about how sound works in the universe and the body, and also many skills and techniques to be able to open up your own practice and make it a career or a vocational school. So that's our main focus. We also have the whole program online, and that starts October 10th. And it works really well. It's quite incredible, actually. You also get to practice on friends and family, but we do a lot of treatments with voice and such online, and we learn how it all works and how to do it. We also have our recording program, which just began. I wrote the number one selling books in not only sound healing, but also in audio recording, The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing. And so I've got a really unique perspective on how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and how you can create more powerful recordings to affect people in a much deeper way. Actually, there's one thing coming up. January 25th, I'm going to be presenting at the NAMM show, the National Association of Music Merchandisers in Los Angeles. And it's the first presentation ever for NAMM on the healing effects of sound and music. And I'm going to be presenting with Skunk Baxter, who is the lead guitar player for the Doobie Brothers and also for Steely Dan. And the daughter of of the guy who produced and recorded all of Steely Dan stuff is a graduate of my program, so she'll be there as well. Kind of interesting. So in the recording program, we do go into how to record and mix and produce, but we also do talk about how to create binaural beats and how to get people really high and still. And we also have our voice analysis software we sell. We do a voice analysis, and it tells you what notes are missing or what notes you have too much of in your voice, and those correspond to different issues physically and emotionally based on the research we've done over 20 years of research in hospitals and therapy centers to get the correspondences. And if you buy it by November 24th, you can join. The next class is December 1st on how to use that software. And then we've got the brainwave software as well, where you can actually find a person's home note. It's really their metabolism, where they're at peace, which is a rhythm of the heart and brain when they're at peace. And then we, you can give out CDs or downloads, and delta for sleep, theta for creativity and oneness, alpha for learning and sports, beta for thinking and overcoming ADHD, and gamma for blissing out. And it's really effective for traumatic brain injuries, for anxiety, depression, PTSD, also good for dementia. We've tested all 130 people at the dementia company we work with, and it's really effective, and also really good for autism as well. You can also get a treatment, a voice analysis treatment or brainwave assessment to check it out at Voice Analysis Harmony or yourhomenote.com. Right. We also have our Medical Sound Association that we're going to be talking about with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists that has created over 25 treatment plans in detail with sound and music and vibration. You can find that at medicalsoundassociation.com. If you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you can find all of our class information. We also have our store with over 400 products. We also have the therapy center with over a dozen treatments, including the voice analysis and brainwave assessment. And we also have our research foundation, which has the Medical Sound Association and a lot of different ways we're creating a new medical system with sound that doesn't hurt people, and our Sound Education Association, where we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. We have a lot of them that you can download for free. So soundhealingcenter.com, you can find everything, and or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call me at 415-777-2486. So here's the site for the Medical Sound Association, and if you go here, you'll see if you click on integrative sound, you'll see detailed treatment plans for all these different issues, which includes grief, anxiety, depression, trauma, dementia, addiction, pain, autism, cancer, anger, sleep, schizophrenia, thyroid, traumatic brain injuries, heart conditions, digestion, blood clots, suicide, and end of life. And these treatment plans are detailed. We've got the medical details, and that helps us figure out what we're going to do with sound. Then we've got the conceptual framework and theoretical approach. And then we've got the safety guidelines, so we can bring it into hospitals. And then we have the intake questions, and then we have the actual treatments. And we also have homework with sound and treatments other than sound. For each of these, there's like 30-page treatment plans. So you can check it out and find it at medicalsoundassociation.com. So today we're going through dementia. Now, about a year ago, we got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California. And we've been doing treatments and a full range of protocols for dementia for over a year now, and they've been tracking every single little detail we've done. And it's shockingly effective. It's really effective. It's actually used to be called the Calabria Center. It's now called Providence Adult Day Health, and they've got about 130 attendees. They call them participants that come in daily. And what it's done is it's reduced especially the anxiety. They've got about 30% of the participants are really low functioning. Many are nonverbal. And they get anxious really easily. There's this one woman, she'll just scream, just out of the blue, just let out a scream. And of course, the nerves of everybody in the room of 130 people just go off the deep end, right? They say that they get really anxious when they have to line up or for the bus leaving. Right? So what this has done is it's got rid of 50% of the anxiety, which is really good for everybody there, but also extremely good for the caretakers. I mean, these guys are like freaking angels, right? Because it's a really stressful place to work. So to be able to calm the place down that much, it's changed the place dramatically. Not to mention that the workers can now go on, they've been going on the sound lounge and doing the sound themselves, so they're calmer in their own self as well. Right? But it's also woken people up. I mean, I had this guy, I'll tell you, so we were working on doing emotional expression. I'll talk about it in more detail. And we were having people make the sound of how they're feeling. And this one guy, he's like hunched over, just almost catatonic, right? And I said, do you want to do the sound of how you're feeling? And he goes, like that. And he looks up and he smiles at me and then hunches back over. Totally able to actually have communication and awakeness, right? There's so much. It's so good for the symptoms of dementia and other things, including anxiety, depression, PTSD, even pain. There's like all the different things that often go with dementia. What we're doing is just really effective. Right? So this is our new site, soundfordementia.com. It's all ready to go now. And the basis of how it works with sound is you can think of dementia as a chaotic vibration in the brain. The brain is no longer beating rhythmically like it normally does, and consistently rhythmically. Because when you're focused, your brain is totally has a consistent, stable rhythm that is really, really quite peaceful, actually. So what we're doing is providing rhythms and melodies to get it back to its stable, consistent vibration. In the early stages, this is really about activation, because the latest research I just saw last week as well on Yahoo is that they're now activating the brain with certain drugs, and it's really effective for reversing the dementia, because the brain needs to be activated and sped up. So in the early stages, we're using activating sounds, like, you know, even gongs or Tibetan bowls or fast rhythms and high frequencies are more activating things to wake them up, right? Getting them to play the instruments as well is really huge. And then in the later stages, they often go into anxiety really easily. So now it's not about activation. It's all about calming, right? Because if we get activated, it just triggers them. So we do not use a gong. We do not use like a Tibetan bowl with a wood stick. I mean, we got to be really careful in the later stages when people are really sensitive. Now, I want to play this video that Providence put together that's really cool. about the program. It's just kind of an overview about the program. So check this out. Wrong button here. There we go. Okay. Yes.
Did you like classical music?
Oh, yes.
Did you like Elvis?
Elvis. I don't know even what that is, to tell you the truth.
That's okay.
I think I would have enjoyed listening.
Yes.
But not trying to play.
You could have been in a rock band.
Oh, wouldn't that have been fun?
My mother majored in music at the Conservatory of Music in Chicago. She studied violin. She played like with Napa Valley Symphony. She played with chamber groups, music.
Could you tell us when you started to notice the changes toward dementia and what that was like?
If I think back, it's hard to pinpoint exactly when. So we were noticing more things, but she still was driving. And then she had a couple of really bad falls where she hit her head. She didn't have a concussion per se, but her memory really started getting worse after that.
Who's that?
That is you.
Was that me?
Uh-huh.
We'd say, well, okay, only drive to church and back. And she got lost going to church, that she realized, okay, I can't drive anymore. And that's when I moved in full time, because I knew she'd feel trapped. And I realized I couldn't leave her alone at all. She's part of the Providence Adult Day Health Program, and it's been a godsend. She loves it, and I love it.
Providence has always been very much attuned towards non-pharmaceutical interventions. We have incorporated three music programs. One is our original music and memory program. We have sound therapies in two programs. One is our sound lounge. So the sound lounge is for helping with emotional distress as well as physical ailments. We've had reports from the caregivers at home that, oh, my loved one slept better after the sound lounge treatment. And then the third component of our sound therapy is the sound instrument group.
Watched things where people that are very agitated, and I've seen them relax. And I think what the music, it really brings us right back into our bodies. It's really beautiful to watch.
I think it's one of the nurses who came out to me one day, and she goes, you know, we have this music group in the afternoon. Dorothy, your mom was just going to town on the xylophone. I said, she was a music major. She also plays piano. She goes, she plays piano? I had forgotten or hadn't realized they had an upright piano there. By the very next day, LaToy had her playing the piano. And now she plays more here at home, too, which is great.
I could see a huge difference in anxiety, depression, improving through all of these sound therapies that we do. We believe that a person with dementia has a life to live.
The staff there is phenomenal. They are so kind. Her memory care doctor, Phil, she's doing as well as she is because she's going to the day program, and I agree with her. I feel this enriches her life. About a week ago, it's about midnight, and all of a sudden I hear her start to play the piano. And that has never happened before. And when she was finished playing, I met her in her bedroom, and she had the biggest smile on her face. It is the power of music. It just brings her so much joy.
So there's many techniques and protocols that we've implemented at the center. Let me talk about them. So first of all is playing music they love. You know, it's obvious, it's well known and well researched that if you get a playlist of music they used to love and play it, it will often wake them up. And there's that movie Alive Inside where they show people waking up by just putting headphones on them. They're completely catatonic, and then they wake up when they listen to their favorite music. So that's really cool. But, you know, there's also many really effective sound healing soundtracks. I mean, there's like some really trippy stuff, everything from Tom Kenyon to, you know, my stuff. I mean, there's like so much out there that's really just gets people really high. It's a whole nother level of music. So what we've done is we put together about 150 songs, and then we go through and test them for what sound healing music they like as well. So now they've got the music they love to listen to, and they've got the music they love from the sound healing list as well. And that can get them really high, because there's a lot of energetics and intention in the sound healing music. So that's the first step. The second thing is to actually do instruments that they love. So they bought at that center almost everything we have except the gong. So they've got everything from all these different instruments from, here we go, from crystal bowls to Tibetan bowls to sansula, which is a kalimba, elk frame drum, a rav drum, which is like a hand pan, and then a free note xylophone, koshi chimes, and tuning forks. And so what we did is we went through every participant and tested all those different instruments to see which ones they liked. And then when we do treatments or do concerts or interactive playing, we don't use the instruments they don't like. A third of them did not like the crystal bowls. They're too piercing. So we don't use the crystal bowls in the sessions with those that don't like them, right? So this was really, really cool. We had this one woman when we were testing, and she was like, yes, you know, and no, right? And then I even had a little kalimba, and I put it in her hands, and she's jamming. And the staff was freaking out. This woman hadn't responded to anything in 2 years. Right? It's really cool. Also, I have to tell you, I had another situation that was really interesting. This one guy who was very high-functioning, but he had really bad tremors. And I'm playing the xylophone to see whether he likes the xylophone, thumbs up or thumbs down, right? And I'm playing it, and I said, what do you think? And he goes, second note. I'm like, what? He goes, second note. I'm like, second note? Yes. Okay. Oh, second note on the xylophone. So I played it, and his tremors stopped completely. I'm like, whoa. Well, this guy knew what note would calm his nervous system, which is probably his home note. So then I said, okay, can you tone that note? Sing any vowel. And he goes, well, that didn't work. Okay. How about toning it silently? He was really high functioning. So he went, okay. So he went in his head, and his tremors stopped completely. I made him a CD in that key, and now his tremors are gone whenever he listens to it. It's really cool. Really cool. So we also are playing music tuned to their brain. That's our brainwave assessment I was talking about earlier. So we're testing every single one to see what note makes them the most peaceful, what note and rhythm. And then we give them music tuned to their brain in delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. And it's really effective. I mean, it's so cool, because when people are, especially when they're really fragile, it's even more effective, because rhythms and tones that are not tuned to them actually can make them more anxious. And it's just so cool to see them completely calm down. Now, when we also put them on the sound lounge, and which they have there, and you have to be careful, because, you know, it's very powerful. So we'll test them at different volumes of vibration and different volumes of sounds in the room. And it was so funny, because a few months ago, where it was there, and we put this guy on, and I said, okay, we're going to test the volume. And the guy goes, I was a deadhead. Turn it up. Crank it up, man. I'm like, oh my God. It was really funny. But they just love the vibration. In fact, now the only problem is people are waiting in line to actually get on the sound lounge. When can we go on the sound lounge? When can we go on the sound lounge? Right? And it's really just so effective, because a lot of people can't sleep, and then that helps them to relax and they get a little nap. But it's also, it just completely overcomes that agitation that is so easily triggered. And when it's in their note, it totally wakes them up. Totally wakes them, especially with the alpha frequencies, which are about presence and learning. Now, we also do the jam sessions that you saw Alex was talking about, where they play all the instruments together. And it's really interesting. I mean, the times I've done it there, which are many now, with the high functioning, they are able to keep rhythm and play notes that actually go together. I mean, we had like a whole jam session going. It was really cool, really cool. But also, we do little sound baths with them. For people that are low functioning, we'll just do like a little concert. And always watching to see if they're triggered by anything. But also, we have them do a lot of sound themselves. It's really cool. I mean, we have them now making the sound of love. Oh my God, right? And feeling love again. It's so beautiful. First of all, we have to do a good amount of work to get them comfortable making sound, because most adults, regardless of dementia, are scared to death to make sound, right? So we do like a couple of weeks of just call and response. Ooh, ooh, right? Ah, ah. And we do a lot of emotions as well, right? To get them comfortable making sounds of emotions. And then after a couple of weeks, we get them to start making the sound of how they're feeling. I demonstrate. It's like when I come in, I'll say, this is how I've been feeling. Ah, right? And then now they're totally, when you first come in, they totally make the sound of how they're feeling one by one. And it's so cool. And this is really cool for the early stages of dementia, because when they get into later stages, they can make sound of how they're feeling without having to use words. Now, for those that are already in later stages, what we're doing is communicating to them with them with sound. So if they look a little depressed, I'll go, or if they look happy, I'll go, right? So I'll match their emotion or how they're feeling with a sound. Or if they make a little expression, I'm like, oh yeah, right? So we do like, it's almost like a little gibberish session back and forth. In fact, it was funny, even before we started this, one of the workers there said, yeah, Joe, he kind of just mumbles all day. And then I mumbled back to him and we had a great conversation. It's so cool when you get that connection again, actual connection, which wakes them up, right? That's so, so beautiful. Now, we have not only the vibroacoustics, which are the sound lounge and sound table, and the sound vest as well, but we also have tuning forks. And it's been really cool to see how effective this is. At first, I was a little afraid to put the tuning forks on them. But I then got really comfortable with just putting the tuning forks like right on their hand on a little acupuncture point that's really good for the intestines, right? And they look down and they feel them vibrating on their body. And it's like, whoa. And now I'm putting it on their shoulder. Right? I'm like, is it okay? Is it okay? And they're like, yeah. Or if they've got a little pain, we'll put the tuning forks on them. And it's so good getting them back in their body. And that's what the sound lounge and the tuning forks are all about, is getting them back in their body. Also, we've got the frame drum, the big drum that we play next to them, and they can feel the vibration of that. Again, just getting them back in their body. So there's you know, we're very careful with safety protocols. So we're always watching like hawks so that we don't trigger anybody, because some people can't handle sound. Sometimes it's a little too much at all. You've got to watch really closely. But it's just been so effective. I mean, there's calming, there's the activating aspects of, you can not only do activating sounds, but activating rhythms, you can do higher frequencies, and also just the benefits of playing in a group are really effective. You know, then they synchronize with everybody in the group, and there's that part of the brain that does synchrony is triggered, and that's very cool. But then there's the 40 hertz. Now, there's a lot of research now that shows that 40 hertz can be really effective. And the original research was actually infrared being played on the brain at 40 flashes per second, right? Which is actually a rhythm of 40 cycles per second. So now people have started using 40 hertz with sound and found that to be really effective. I've got a research project that one of my students did on 40 hertz. I got just a short version of it I want to play for you, and then I'll play you my new song in 40 hertz. Okay. So this is one of our students, Michelle Venegas. Check this out. This is really, really cool, the research she did.
In one of the classes, it was mentioned something about the use of 40 hertz in treating Alzheimer's disease. And so it's for personal reasons that I decided to take a deeper dive. My mom is in the beginning of the late stages of Alzheimer's. And so, of course, I'm really interested in this. I'm also beginning to work with that population. I spend a lot of time with those folks. She's in an assisted living facility, so I spend a lot of time with them. And I wanted to know as much as I could about all of the ways to treat it, because the drugs are really not working. And something that we've been discussing as a family is like, well, how, and with, you know, the doctors, I'm like, well, how do you know that it's working? So anyway, my interest was really piqued by the 40 hertz sensory treatment. So just a quick overview. We all know about Alzheimer's disease. It's a huge, huge and growing problem. In the last 20 years, deaths from heart disease has decreased by 7%. Deaths from Alzheimer's has increased 145%. So this is just ginormous. There are 5.5 million people in the U.S. with Alzheimer's, probably more. I've seen some different stats, but okay, roughly that. The number is projected to reach 13.8 million by 2050. There is more than 11 million people providing unpaid care for family members with the disease. So that impacts just so many people. Probably everybody here knows someone that has it or knows someone who, you know, has a loved one with it. It touches almost all of us. So currently there's no cure. There's just the treatment with drugs whose intent is just to put the brakes on the progression of the disease. And like I said, it's really hard to know if they're working. So it's kind of like a shot in the dark. You know, you try this and you try that. How do we know? With my mom, we're at a point where like, well, is it time to stop and pull her off? And what happens if you do and all of that? So an incredible amount of money is being dumped into finding the magic pill that will supposedly cure it. Medicare expects to spend $3.5 billion on a new Alzheimer's drugs next year. $3.5 billion. And it's really likely that this drug won't do anything more or better than the ones that came before it. So just a quick overview of Alzheimer's disease. It's a neurodegenerative disease. The hallmarks, and I'm sure you've all heard these two things, the beta amyloid plaque and the tau tangles. The amyloid plaque builds up in the space in between the cells. and the tau tangles builds up in between inside the cells. And these are the proteins that are suspected to be the culprits that damage the nerve cells, which lead to memory loss, behavior and personality change, and increasing difficulty carrying out your daily life tasks. So a little bit about the gamma brain waves. The range is 30 to 100, and they're involved in processing new information, learning, and memory. They're referred to as a binding frequency because they synchronize the right and the left sides of the brain. Because of these benefits, researchers have begun looking into the use of gamma waves in treating, in addition to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, other mild traumatic brain injuries, epilepsy, stroke, ADHD, depression. And it's the use of the 40 hertz that is the focus of the research. So in 2015, this incredible research team led by Dr. Tsai, she's amazing. They noticed that mice who had the symptoms mimicking the Alzheimer's, right? They give them, they model that, had weaker decreased gamma waves, particularly in the hippocampus. And this is the region of the brain associated with memory, one of them. And so this piqued their interest, and they began their research to see if boosting the gamma waves could be an effective treatment. So they started by exposing the mice to a flickering 40 hertz light. The results were really positive, and the amyloid plaque decreased by half, which is huge. They then decided to add sound to it. So they added a 40 hertz click in addition to the lights. And they found that the sound and the light treatment together, which Dr. Tsai calls the gamma disco, which is like my favorite thing. This is so wonderful. It increased the power and the synchrony in the brain. So the Alzheimer's mice that were exposed to the gamma disco showed reductions of the amyloid plaque and the tau tangles. More of the synapses were preserved, so more of the brain cells survived, leading to less brain decay. And the ventricles in their brains also look more normal, and they perform better on learning and memory tasks. So what's actually happening in the brain to cause this? What is happening in the brain, research seems to point to the removal of metabolic waste. So the brain doesn't have lymphatic structure, and it has its own plumbing system that's known as the glymphatic system. So this system flushes out metabolic waste via cerebrospinal fluid, which has been mixed with interstitial fluid. And then it sends it to the lymph nodes in the neck for continued filtering and flushing. So it kind of takes it from the plumbing up here, takes it, shoots it down here, and then further flushing, which is, right, I don't know if any of you do the lymphatic drainage, but, you know, you think about that, that would kind of make me want to do it more. The study showed that the lymph nodes in the necks of the mice were just full of amyloid plaque. So the result seems to show that the boost in the 40 hertz gamma wave stimulates this glymphatic system. It widens the blood vessels, which increases the blood flow and circulation, which also is likely what helps flush the waste. So the results are incredibly promising in mice, and they're moving to trials in humans. And in fact, this particular doctor has a large scale trial in humans scheduled for next year. So the benefits of the 40 hertz gamma disco have been found by several other research groups as well, leading to thoughts of using EEGs to detect weaker gamma waves, potentially signaling early stages of Alzheimer's and delaying the onset of the disease in the first place. They've also done auditory-only stimulation, and that research has also found similar results. Alzheimer's patients given the 40 hertz auditory stimulation have shown improved mood and cognition and happiness after 8 weeks of treatment. And even people without the disease who are giving the 40 hertz binaural beats to listen to showed improvement in memory tests and had faster visual and auditory reaction times to simple tests. But their cognitive function didn't really seem to show any improvement. So Researchers, they've also been looking into a third modality to treat Alzheimer's, and it's 40 hertz tactile stimulation. And the research on this has also been found to be really promising. What they did was they shook the mice, their cage at 40 hertz, and they did it for an hour. And they found, the Alzheimer's mice that were exposed to 1 hour of full body 40 hertz stimulation for several weeks showed similar results as with the sight and sound stimulation. They showed a significant reduction in the tau tangles, the maintenance of the synapse connections, and this is a first study to show improvement in motor functioning, which is super promising. Infrared light is another modality that's been researched actually before the whole gamma disco started. In 2008, they found that treatments administering the infrared wavelengths produced nitric oxide, which dilated the blood vessels, increasing circulation, increasing the energy of the mitochondria, increasing good proteins, repaired and regenerated neurons, and reduced amyloid proteins. Patients with mild Alzheimer's who had the transcranial alternating current stimulation, they call it TACS, 6 minutes a day, twice a day for 8 weeks, showed improved cognition, positive mood changes, improved sleep, improved daily functioning and memory. And the families really appreciated it because it was an easy thing to administer. It was this little helmet that they put on and they just, you know, hung out for 6 minutes a day. So as the studies are moving from mice to humans, they're finding similar and positive results. Decreased brain atrophy, improved mood, improved memory, better sleep. They're still trying to figure out all the details, you know, how long, which type, all of that. But it seems to be really clear that 40 hertz, whether seen, heard, or felt, is the key to treating mild to moderate cognitive disease and degeneration. And best of all, the treatments are safe and non-invasive and way, way cheaper than all the drugs and easier to administer for the caregivers. So Dr. Tsai says she dreams of a 40 hertz gamma society where 40 hertz gamma waves are incorporated into daily life through lighting and entertainment. And really that so much of that technology exists already. You can just Google, you go on Amazon and do 40 hertz light therapy or sound therapy. They've got light bulbs and all these other light treatments that are pretty cheap and affordable. There's an app, I wanted to show you guys this because it was pretty cool. It's free. It's an app called All's Life. And so you go on there and it does the 40 hertz flicker and it has the 40 hertz auditory. And then there's just like games, you know, you can do solitaire or jewel crush or whatever, and you can just sit and do this for a little bit. So I'll just give you a little look, click that up. So do you see the flicker? And then you can have the sound and you can just sit and play the game and you'll have this 40 hertz stimulation. So it's pretty cool.
So what I've done is actually spent all day today creating a song based on 40 hertz, which happens to be the note of E, and I retuned the E so the bass is exactly 40 hertz. But I did some other things that are really cool, and that is I calculated the rhythm of the song based on 40 hertz. Because, you know, she's really talking about a rhythm. When you got flashing lights, but that's not actually a frequency of sound. That's like a rhythm. So I actually have a rhythm and the 40 hertz as well. The 40 hertz tactile would be the actually vibrating, right? And if you're in a sound lounge or sound vest that we sell, you're going to totally get that vibration like the mice did with the whole cage shaking, right? But also I added in brainwave tuned to binaural beats that create brainwave states in alpha, which is the awake state, tuned to 40 hertz as well. So we got three different things going on in this music based on 40 hertz. So, before I play it though, I want to play, there's one song on the Brain CD that I have. It's not even music, it's just frequencies that are really effective as well. I'll play just a second of it here, and then we'll come back. Okay, seven. Cool. Check this out. Uh-oh. I guess I can't do that one. Let's see if this one, I didn't think to play it. Nope. Okay, let's find it. We'll do a quick search and find it. Cerebellum. I know it's in here. Okay, Cerebellum. There we go. Check this out. Can be annoying to listen to, but can be. I had this one student, her mom used it and woke up every time she played it. Right. So it's worth a try there. Okay, so here we've got Awakening, my song Awakening, in 40 hertz. So not only is it the frequency, but also the rhythm and the binaural beats as well. Let me play just the last 7 minutes of this. Yeah, let's do that. Let's see. Here we go. So I added in some pretty fast, because the a rhythm of 40 hertz is actually like, if you notice that flickering, it's actually like na 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 na. So I cut that in half, octavized it down to get the rhythm of this actual song, and then put in some congas and stuff like that. Okay, so check it out. Oh, it's much better if you have headphones. The bass of 40 hertz you won't hear on computer speakers. So grab some headphones if you like. Thank you. We're looking at not only doing this with sound and light, but also you could do it with electromagnetics. And also I just heard that there's another research project where they're now researching other frequencies, because they say that this frequency happens to be the frequency of the actual nerves in the brain. But they said there's other frequencies that can trigger other nerves. So they're trying a full range of frequencies, I heard, in another research project that started last year. So the potential here is really huge. Ultimately, what we're talking about is those proteins that she said are the plaque and the other amyloid or whatever, we could actually find their frequency and target them with sound and break them up. Right? So the potential here is really, really huge. And it's already really effective for what we're doing in the centers now. We're now actually going to be starting a whole a system for going to, or a whole marketing thing, I guess, to go to different centers and find and get it implemented throughout the world. Right? But also, if you're interested, I mean, even in helping on that, we're going to need people to actually go to centers. But also, you can just get the equipment yourself. So here's the techniques and technologies for home use. So you could learn how to do the brainwave assessment that we do. You could get a sound lounge or a vest. The vest's only $340. You can check out all our different music for that we use, and then all the different instruments as well. And then we can do training on emotional expression with the voice. So you could totally do all of this at home without even having a center where people go. Here's the vest we have, and then the strap, which is really good for pain, and then the sound pillow, and then the sound lounge and such. So we're on our way, and we've got so many testimonials that have been so effective in detail for not only people getting waking up, but also getting over anxiety and also getting over headaches and pain. I had this one woman, I have to tell you, though. She was totally nonverbal, like about 6 months ago. And it was almost too much to get her on the sound table because she's really sensitive. So I looked at her and I went, and she was totally transfixed. So I did that for 20 minutes. And she was so, so still. Stable, consistent vibrations overcome chaos. So we return to our intention that all dementia is in the past. It's all taken care of. Imagine that, what that would feel like. Feel that the rest of the evening, through the week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.